So the agenda paper 10 is also finalization of the agenda decision. And the issue is investment entity amendments, the definition of investment-related service or activities. We brought four investment entity amendments issues to IFRIC, and three issues went to board already. And one of the issue, which is investment entity amendments, investment entity subsidiary also provide investment-related service, is under consideration on, at IASB level right now. And this agenda decision is kind of covered by the fundamental issue IASB is now talking about, and also they are issuing the narrow scope amendment. So that is why the agenda decision here is only for the very specific circumstances, and that is already like raised by the submission. The submission is talking about the tax optimization situation. That is, the sole purpose of the investment intermediate subsidiary is to minimize the tax paid by the investors in the parent investment entity. There is no other activity within the subsidiary, and the tax advantage came about because of returns being channeled through the jurisdiction of the intermediate subsidiary. So the agenda decision is specifically addressing these circumstances, and we'd like to propose the finalization of the agenda decision. We received several comments. One comment is related to the statement related to illustrative example 4. Original agenda decision referred the illustrative example 4. However, we received a comment that the illustrative example 4 is not entirely relevant to the circumstances on the agenda decision, because agenda decision situation is specifically for the tax optimization, and there is no activity in the subsidiary. So that is why the removal of the reference to the example 4 was proposed, and I changed made. And the other comment raised was maybe we should specifically mention this agenda decision is relevant for the specific circumstances raised by the submission. So I also made that editorial change. Thank you very much.
Comments? Andrew?
Yeah, two things. I think it's fine to delete the reference to example 4, because I think the question was, is tax optimization an investment-related service? And we've answered that question. Example 4 is not relevant. But I do think, as the paper acknowledges, example 4 is relevant to the wider fact pattern, because what that tells you is if you have an investment structure involving more than one entity and the entities are set up in connection with each other for tax or regulatory legal reasons, you actually assess that entire structure in terms of whether each entity meets the investment entity definition rather than going company by company. And you get to the same outcome that you're going to fair value this tax optimization vehicle, not consolidate it through that route. Then we come on, that's also relevant in the context of this additional wording underlined at the end of paragraph 5. Because that suggests or could be taken to read that if you've got tax optimization plus something else in there, you get to a different answer. But you don't get to a different answer if the tax optimization subsidiary is itself an investment entity, I would suggest. So
right. The current discussion under IASB is more generally talking about the accounting for the investment entity parent to investment entity subsidiary. And I think that kind of situation can be addressed by that narrow scope amendment. And this submission is specifically talking about the tax optimization subsidiary, which doesn't have any activity. And I think the discussion should focus here. Otherwise, it can like conflict with the other discussion. I want to separate the two discussions here.
Fair enough, but I do think in that case we should just focus the decision on the question of whether or not tax optimization is a service, and I think that last sentence remains unhelpful. answering the question before us.
Scott?
The sentence Andrew was referring to, I think, is also duplicative. The first sentence in the same paragraph says the Interpretations Committee noted that one of the characteristics of the subsidiaries described in the submission is that there is no activity.
Right.
So I don't think we need to say it again. And I was concerned that what we were saying by doing this was that all you need to do is put some interest-bearing cash in that subsidiary and you get a different answer, which I don't think we were trying to say. You would actually need to do investment-related services out of that entity in order to get a different answer. So I would not add that sentence. I think it's already clear that we're talking about entities that don't do anything except tax optimization. Other than that, I think this is good.
Thank you.
Hey, Long? I should have warned the folks on the phone that I was coming to them. John, and then we'll go back to Fei Long.
Just two comments. I think the addition of the sentence that Scott referred to, I think, is not necessary because I think it's already clear earlier in the drafting. And the concern I have is it tends to suggest there's something else implied by the rejection that. And I'm not quite sure what that is. So I would not add that sentence. The only other thought I had, which is it appropriate to finalize this decision when there's a broader discussion going on at the board about amendments? Because there are some major issues out there in practice about at what level you consolidate and which entities do you recognize at fair value versus which one should be consolidated. I think this is the proper reading of IFRS 10 as it's currently written in BC 272, but I suppose is it appropriate to finalize this when the board is having a discussion on other amendments to do with the investment entity amendments?
Well, I would say response. The agenda decisions don't change the requirements of IFRS. If the board does decide to make or propose further amendments to IFRS 10, then if there are consequentials that affect this, then we can consider that subsequently. But for now, I would suggest that we could go ahead and finalise this agenda decision.
I would agree with that. I don't see any significant objections other than the fact that the additional sentence can be dropped.
I don't disagree with that. I think it correctly reflects what's in IFRS 10 currently and in the basis for conclusion. I don't have a problem.
Fei Long, did you want to weigh in on this one?
I'm okay with the staff recommendation.
Julie?
I don't have anything to add, thank you.
Okay, that's what we'll do then. Okay.